Maseches Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hei. This Mishnah is very similar to the previous one. Here, again, Hayilu Te'enim Shel Tevel, B'soch Beso. We have a person who has figs, and the figs, unlike the previous Mishnah, which is liquid, these are solids, they're figs, and they're in his house. V'hu B'beis HaMedrash Shel Besada. He is not at home. He's still learning the Beis HaMedrash or working on the field, and it's late Friday afternoon, and he realizes he won't have time to tithe properly on Shabbos. So again, he's going to try to rely on Breira to fix up his food by saying the declarations now, and then doing the physical separations on, let's say, Sunday after Shabbos. The Mishnah will say, Omer, this person says in the Beis HaMidrash, he's sitting in the Beis HaMidrash, referring to the figs he has back at home. Shtei te'enim, let's assume he has 102 figs altogether. Shtei te'enim, two of those figs, shani asid lafrish, that I will in the future separate. Again, here it doesn't say machar, tomorrow, like it did in the first Mishnah, because he's not going to do physical separation on Shabbos. If he did that, then you'd perhaps have all the separations happening on Shabbos, both the declaration during Ben Hashmashas and the physical separation on Shabbos proper. That's not allowed, because that would be essentially doing all the tithing on Shabbos, which is forbidden. So he will do this declaration Friday afternoon, and he'll do the physical separation, let's say, come Sunday. He'll say, of the 102 figs I have, shtei te'enim shani asid hafrish, two of those 102 that I'll separate, let's say, on Sunday, harehen truma, those will be truma gadola. The eser of the remaining 100, 10 of them, that's a tenth, maaser rishon to the levi. And then after you've given 10 away, you're left with 90 and a tenth of that. Batesha, a tenth of 90 is 9, will be maaser sheni. That's the first part of the Mishnah. And very similar to the previous Mishnah, you have a simple case of a person using Breira to tithe retroactively, trying to make something from before Shabbos be kosher on Shabbos, even though the physical separations didn't happen until after Shabbos. As I said in the previous Mishnah, since the halacha is Breira doesn't work, leniences of Breira don't work for the Raisas, so this would not be la halacha. This part of the Mishnah wouldn't be la halacha of true. However, the second part of the Mishnah now will do the exact same scenario, but instead of making Tevel figs, they're going to be Demai figs. Now, Demai figs are only liable to be tithed, I'll call it a second time, the Demai tithes, midrabanan. And therefore, using Breira here, Lahalacha will be effective. So the difference in the Mishnah simply is didn't specify which isn't or isn't effective. It's assuming that Breira works in both cases, according to this Tana. But the Mishnah here is saying that the declaration you say, the words you say are different if what you're tithing is Demai as opposed to Tevel proper, because when it comes to Demai, there's no reason to take out Truma Gadola, there's no problem with eating the Maaser, and we're going to say you're going to redeem the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni onto a coin. And therefore the Mishnah says, Hayu Demai, if those figs on the table in his house had been Demai, and he was sitting in the Beis HaMidrash, Omer, he'll say from the Beis HaMidrash, on Friday afternoon late, Mashani Asid Lafrish Lamachar, that which I'll separate tomorrow. Here, of course, he can separate on Shabbos because it's more lenient to when it comes to Demai, which is only rabbinic, be required than Tevel, which is Doraisa. In any case, so you'll say, that which I'll physically separate tomorrow, one of the 100, let's say, Harehu Maiser, Ushar Maiser Samachlo, nine more pieces next to it will also be Maiser for it, Zesha Tzisi Maiser, the first one that I said was Maiser, Asui Trumas Maiser Alav, that will be the Trumas Maiser for the mix. He'll take that 1% now away because he can't eat it. He'll go to a Kohen. With Maiser Sheni, as for the Maiser Sheni, but Tzifono Bedroma, let it be in the north or the south, wherever he says it, he picks a place, it doesn't matter. Umuchul Alamos, wherever it is, it doesn't make a difference. It's deconsecrated and it's Kedusha put onto the coin, which is, let's say, taped to his fridge. And therefore, he'll take that to Jerusalem later. But the point is that the remaining 99% of the food, that's Demai, he can eat on Shabbos, even though he's making this declaration on Erev Shabbos without doing the physical separations, relying on Breira to make it work later on.